Hi, folks. I said, you know, I'd do my last podcast, but an encore, you want to call it. Listen, this podcast is very, very important in my opinion. There's this myth, right? You know, you hear Fox News talk about why punish success, right? And they shouldn't pay taxes. It's punishing them, right? And then you have some people so ignorant, and they say, well, you fucking lazy fucks, my taxpayer money is going for welfare. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why should I work? I'll go on welfare. First of all, people on welfare or disability or any type of help, like, first of all, don't get money. Like, you can't really survive on the money, number one. Number two, it's like there's this myth about tax, you know, taxpayers' money. Like, the only income is, you know, basically employment tax, right? And that is not true. Like, these same people support, oh, why punish success? Why punish Disney? Why punish, you know, Musk, Trump, whatever, Apple? Why punish the successful? Why punish them? They shouldn't pay tax. Like, come on. Taxes, the billionaire, trillionaire, when they pay tax, it goes back. Like Kennedy said, don't ask what you can do for your country, what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Like, basically, when everyone pays fair share in tax, right, it helps your own country. Like, you know, I don't know why Trump's lowering tax when he wants to make America great, right? I don't get it. Lowering, you know, by 14 points, and then Biden raised it up to 7. And he says, make America great again. It's ironic, isn't it? Like, the people that think that way. Well, we can't punish the billionaires. They're successful. We're punishing them. Like, all the police, all these billionaires get so much privilege, right? And not only that, they don't even pay tax, but they want to make America great again, left or right. It doesn't matter. The left steal money. They don't pay taxes either. Like, my point is, I hope I can make myself clear that everyone has to pay tax. You know what I'm saying? And tax helps the community, right? It pays for the police, ambulance, whatever, so on, the teacher. Like, it's like you invest. If you want to make America great again, then the billionaire, trillionaire should pay way more tax, because it will invest in the community. It will invest in the children. It will invest in the bridges, safety, roads, all safety. It does more good to pay tax, invest in that way, because this myth, you know, we're punishing, you know, the successful. If you're more successful, pay more tax. That's common sense, because indirectly, directly, it goes to the community, the tax dollars. Well, you're going to say they steal, lobbying, and, you know, this and that. That's the problem. You know, they're not honest. Everyone wants to steal from the government any way they can by lobbying. They want favors. Well, like, I'll tell you something else. The Republican, the Democrats, New Democratic Party, liberals, conservatives, the New Democrats in Greece, the parties own so much money. Check it out. I mean, how can America own money? Like, where do they own it? Like, how do they owe this money? You know, why do they owe it? Like, how come all these political parties have big debts? Why? And when you have big debt, you're desperate. And people that give money, it's favor for favor. And, you know, it's like, my point is, these people that, you know, complain about their tax dollar going to, like, the border, right? That's what they say. Your tax dollar is going to the border. Like, some kid has rotten teeth, right? And, you know, if it's your kid and you help the kid out, it's bad. Like, that's a good thing. Like, and you know what pisses me off? The religious people, most people that complain about taxpaying money, they're so-called religious, and they love God, and, oh, I'm religious. But they're the most ignorant people at times, you know? Like, why should I help anyone? My tax, like, why should I help some kid at the border have nice teeth? Like, have, you know, stop him from having rotten teeth, you know? Or why should, you know, my taxpayer help some, feed some, give a little bit of money? Like, and it's not even true. It's not, there's so much tax, money from all sources. Like, I don't understand people bashing the welfare people over and over, you know, calling them lazy, this and that. They have problems. Like, you know, maybe, you know what, when karma, if it hits you that way, where one day you can't work, you know, or someone in your family, or you know what I'm saying, something happens where you lose your home and you're homeless, then you'll actually understand what, like I heard farmers killing themselves rather than going on welfare. That's pride. Pride is so bad, you know. Who the fuck are you to kill yourself? You know, it's like community helping, giving you a little bit of money to survive. You can make money again. Or the, you know, what, you know, the stock people kill, they so-called loot, lost everything. You can work and make money again. You like, it's not over if you're broke, you know. You know, just because you lost everything, it probably will help you anyways to humble you. But it's not over, life. You can continue working. You don't have to be a billionaire. God doesn't promise to make you a billionaire or a millionaire. God doesn't promise that. And I heard Abraham was rich. There was no money. Abraham didn't have economic riches. He had sheep. You know, he had a plenty, like 100,000 sheep. Oh, he was rich, you know, we'll take that example. Abraham was rich. There was no money. He had no fucking money, the root of all evil. He didn't have gold and shit. He had fucking sheep. You know, that's why the Earl's rich. He wasn't rich. He just had a lot of natural goods. He worked for it. He had his workers, and he had a lot of natural earthly things, but not gold, not diamonds, you know. This fucking bullshit, Abraham. Abraham was rich, so we can be rich. You know, Abraham says it in the Bible. But let's say Abraham was rich. He gave it all away anyways. He gave it all away. Let's say he was rich. Abraham gave it all away. It had just a little to survive, you fucking you idiots. You know, it's all right to be rich. It's good, actually. We all want to be rich. We all want to win the lotto. In reality, people, you won't be rich, even if you try, die, like, remember 50, get rich or die trying? Well, I'll tell you, the majority, billions and billions, you'll never be rich, so don't even try. And it's not even something you'd want anyways, you know? Ask these billionaires. They're just like us, you know? And they talk shit, and, you know, it's like cliques, you know? The media, it's all little cliques. And at the end of the day, we're going to die, and we have to think about that, like it or not. We have to think life after death, because it's so short here. You know, it'd be foolish not to think of, well, like, what reality, like, what we're about here, you know. It's this, like, a little trip, you know, we're on a trip, we go on vacation, and where do we go after that, you know. But is there life everlasting? Is that true? Focus on it. Like, if something is beginningless, never ending, infinite, you know, something has to be beginningless, people. It's scientific. There's something that has to be beginningless that always existed. That's just reality. And we believe it's the Holy Trinity, as Christians, God, whatever, like people say, God, whatever. Okay? My point is that you have to focus not just on this wanting material. I want, I want, I want, I want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try, you will find you get what you need. Very, very wise words. Very wise words. The present is the gift in English. Beautifully said. No other language has the word present, which means present, the gift. Now, it's all about now, people. Not the future, not the past, but now, okay? That's my opinion, my advice to kids, adults, seniors. It's the way I see it. I had a unique life. Like, everybody has a story. Everyone has a story. This is my story and my opinion, okay? Because I'm trying here. I have access to the podcast. I have access as to people to listen to me. Other people are smarter than me, wiser, but they have no access to tell people their opinion, okay? Peace.